regular scheduled meeting to order. I have no general announcements. Everybody is in attendance. And their flag. Does anybody have a flag lapel?
I'm not.
There it is, Tom has it.
There we go.
Okay. Stand up.
I don't have to hear anything to you. To Mr. Calvin Taylor.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
So first, put a flag in there.
Thank you, Councilman Taylor. That may be an honor that he will never have again. Enjoy. And please wear that again next time. Just in case. Okay, we don't have minutes to go around, which we will approve next meeting. The agenda. Do we have any comments on the current agenda? Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as is.
Second.
All in favor of approval of current agenda? Say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The agenda passes. Mr. Anderson, do we have comment cards tonight?
The sign-in sheet.
Paper. So we have a comment sheet. All right, Mr. Jim Dixon.
Thanks for the city last week.
Thank you again for serving. I looked at the
insurance policy that I think you're going to vote on, but in addition, you're going to vote on an initial liability policy in FEMA that covers not the police department, but everybody else. And I sent you all an email about this, but I just want to say again, I think you're covered because I read it as $1 million per incident, or per accident, I should say, per claim, with a $5 million aggregate. So if you kill one person, there's $1 million. If you kill 50, it's only $5 million. But you know, insurance is really cheap. And I know I've got a renewal on a policy of mine today for a business. And jumping from $1 million to $2 million for me is just de minimis. And to me, it's worth a small increase in premiums to have higher coverage. And I mentioned to you in my email that I know a son of a family who was killed by an Alpharetta City employee about 3 years ago, a college boy, and the city paid him $1.6 million. And if you look at the cost of somebody who was injured and has to have long-term care, perhaps a permanent disability, you know, $1 million is nothing. It doesn't begin to scratch the surface of what medical bills will be. I just think that low insurance is a bad approach. I don't think it speaks well of our city. I don't think we want to be known as a city that doesn't step up to the plate and pay claims that are rightly filed. Another thought that, well, once we get a police department, we may need more coverage. But you know, I think you need it right now. If you have a city manager on city business driving down, and you don't run over permanently injure somebody, you know, he has sovereign immunity. I guess anything above $1 million, we don't have to pay. I just don't think that's a good image for the city to have. And I've heard Councilman Ross say that the insurance carrier says that that's what all the other cities around here have, is $1 million per claim. I just say it's not enough. And I think if you were a member of the family of a person who was injured or killed, at that point, you would all agree it's not enough. You know, I'd be willing to pay my 50 cents more. How about 50 cents per resident, $20,000? Would anybody not pony up 50 more cents per resident to pay for maybe doubling the coverage or tripling it? So I would ask that, you know, go ahead and approve what you have to tonight because you need insurance, but get some bids from the insurance carrier that you're going to sign with now and find out how much it is to double or triple or quadruple or whatever is needed. Stand up to the plate and pay the business claims. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rudbeck. Mr. Bob Campbell.
Mayor, City Council members, I'm Bob Campbell. I'm the owner of the Tappan Street Restaurant Group. We own Taco Mac here in the city of Norwood. We just like to ask for reconsideration of the new law that asks for the licensee to be on premise 10 hours a week. I'd like to eliminate that.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. Mr. Sims, Brian Sims.
Thank you. My name is Brian Sims. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and City Council. My question, I guess, is just one of clarification. I painstakingly, seemingly read through majority of the thing we're going to be voting on, and I hope maybe y'all all suffered through the 48 pages of regulations concerning occupancy tax. And I guess my statement from the get-go is, I would hope it would be the council's objective, especially Mr. Mayor, to get our the city attorney to look at what the state law is and go up from there rather than what DeKalb County is and go up from there. I feel like we are just regulating ourselves to death with 50 pages of regulations. To that accord, I was reading all this, I was thinking to myself, what happens to the kids who are asked by Kingsley Elementary to go out and sell door-to-door for fundraisers? And I didn't see anything for student fundraisers as far as needing a license. And I don't know, maybe we can get clarification from the city attorney about that. Or scouts who sit at church stores or at the chamber about not needing licensure to do simple fundraising events. So I don't know if that's just an addendum that we could consider for nonprofits, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or city schools to need fundraising to affect the kids, but I would hopefully consider that. My second question was, I just didn't know, well, I know we took DeKalb County's, the way they generate revenue, which was by person and also by revenue, and I don't know if anybody did a study to see if other jurisdictions make more or less money by using this methodology. I just took, for instance, city of Decatur, they seem to have a pretty cut and dry method of doing the occupancy tax that goes based on what type of business you are. And I don't know if that's a revenue neutral proposition, but it might be a little bit easier for our businesses to work under something that's a very simple formula based on what type of business they are rather than some kind of convoluted calculation with revenue, etc. Just two thoughts. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sims. And that wraps up our first public comment. A reminder, we will have one at the end of the meeting, so I assume there's another sign-up sheet in the back. Grab it if you care to speak at the end of our meeting, please. All right, unfinished business of city implementation. Now we'll give an update real quickly on IGAs. We're still, myself and my committee are meeting at least once a week with the CAB, most times two or three times a week, and that is ongoing. The city clerk and city judge, we have RFPs and the as well as the chief of police, RFPs out there for resumes. So I've got a committee on the judgeship that's has formed and has been gathering folks, and the other two are in process. Of course, our city manager is in charge of the is the police chief, and the city judge and the city clerk I do appoint. Tom, can you give us a quick police?
Basically, the only update I have other than anything we've previously covered before is that Council Shoreline met with Sheriff Tom Brown, who submitted an unsolicited proposal to us to provide police services for a period of time, based, basically a competition with DeKalb County Police IGA. As I'm still in negotiation, the other negotiations are still underway. I'm not going to get into terms and conditions on that right now, but suffice to say we have another offer out there to do police and the, possibly the Army.
Okay, thanks. Tom, and General, will you give us the latest on the RFPs and the Boykin?
Yeah, I just came from Boykin's office, and we have in the process of finalizing the addendums to the RFPs. They will be posted by midnight tonight is our target, and we hope to hit that. But if we don't, it'll be early in the morning. But when I left, we still think it'll be midnight tonight. So and what we're doing is basically using the feedback that we've got from the vendors meeting on Friday. And by the way, on the vendors meeting on Friday, we had a sign-in sheet. I didn't count them up exactly. But on the financial and human resources, we had over 100 people there. On the public works, we had in the neighborhood of about 60, and in the community development, right around 40 to 50. So we had a good turnout. All these folks were interested. And by the way, everybody is being notified. And on the addendum tonight, everybody will be notified of the addendum that signed up on the sign-up sheet. So anybody that signed up on the sign-up sheet on Friday will be notified in how to contact. We also have facilitated for those who are i.e. smaller vendors and weren't going to bid on an entire RFP. We have a facility website that's set up now for them to log in to Boykin, and where they can find other folks that want to bid on a particular RFP and i.e. farm their own team if they don't have a team of themselves. As you know, questions will come in on the 12th. We have to answer them by the 14th, and all bids are due on the 17th by 4 p.m. in the afternoon. If you wanted me to go further, the dates are simple after that. The interview process is going to go down on the 20th and the 21st for those who have been selected. And by the 25th, we hope to select vendors. Those are our guidelines.
Fantastic. Thank you for that update, and thank you for burning the candles at both ends to get us this point. So thank you all very much. Are there any other pieces of the city implementation that I missed? Didn't have this line item about? Okay, so we will move on to new business. We've got a first read, and just a reminder, we have no discussion on first read. Lenny, will you give us the honors here?
Yes, sir. This is a first read of an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 15, Business Occupational Taxes Licensing and Regulation, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 15, Business Occupational Taxes Licensing and Regulations attached to the incorporated area.
All right, thank you. So that's posted on our website, and I know all council has that, so obviously spend time, as always, and review that, and any corrections, additions, or any comment, and we'll bring that up next go-around. All right, we have a resolution 2008-11-12. Lenny, would you read that, please?
Yes, a resolution 2008-11-12, a resolution adopting insurance coverage for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia.
Mr. Mayor, I move we approve the resolution 2008-11-12 regarding liability insurance, which is going to be carried by Georgia Municipal Association, and it's going to be administered by Willis Insurance Services.
Okay, we have a second on that.
A second.
All right, Robert, second. We have a discussion on that. Danny,
you go ahead first.
Yeah, Dan.
There's been some discussion, I think, by Mr. Ludwig regarding the insurance. We are going to have two insurance policies, actually. Initially, we have seven people, the mayor and six, seven city councilmen, and now a city manager. And shortly, we hope to have a chief of police that will be covered under that, together with a city clerk and some of the other officials that we're going to be hiring for our staff, a small number of people. The city police is got to be like Barney Fife. He's going to be not carrying a gun. He's going to have a bullet in his shirt pocket. So it's not going to be a lot of dangerous type situation that would be normally covered. But in April, which is the earliest date that we see implementing the police force, there will be another policy which has already been outlined to us. We just elected not to choose to vote on this in two parts as opposed to approving it all at one time. And that will be voted on sometime before we actually bring on the police force, and the coverage on that will be additional to what we have now. And I think the limitations on that will be the $5 million that is currently written. If you look at the insurance that's covered by the adjacent cities, I managed to get a copy, actually, of the city of Norcross, which is where our city manager came from. The policies that they have are identical to what we have at this stage of the game. And I'm advised by Willis Group, as well as the GMA, that they have insured most of the municipalities in this part of Georgia, and all their policies are consistent with what we have here. I'm very cognizant of the fact that we want to be a responsible city, and I want to get all the insurance we can afford, but we have a limited amount of money. And insurance, I mean, this insurance policy we have at this level is going to be $60,000. And to the extent that we get additional insurance for the police, that's going to be an additional $160,000. So it's not as cheap as what you might think. And I think we need to be responsible both in terms of the amount of insurance we have together with the amount of insurance that we can afford to pay for. And I think the policy has been written without prejudice to the city of Dunwoody. And I think it's consistent with what the neighboring cities have.
Thank you, Danny. Danny?
I have two questions, regardless, I may have to add an amendment, but discussion on the start date. Can Council or Councilman Ross brief me on the start date being changed to 9/24/08? Does that require an amendment? Does that require a amendment to the motion?
No, because what we have is a proposal. When we actually get the final contract, we can make that in the final contract.
Okay, that will be in the final contract, is it?
If you so desire, if you can make an amendment, and certainly that would do the proposal. As it stands, goes from 9/15, but when we do the contract terms, we can actually make it go a month earlier. They've approved that if we so desire.
Well, I'd like to amend the motion then to, on page 3, to
delete the start date of 10/16/2008 and add the start date of 09/24/2008.
Okay, motion for amendment and second. Discussion on the amendment to change the date. Any discussion on that, Danny?
That is the intent of the insurer. He certainly has acknowledged to us during our meetings that he's willing to insure at any time that we desire, consistent with the minutes of our meetings, and we will provide the minutes to all of our meetings to show them that we've got nothing here that indicate any risk here in that period of time. But I think it is appropriate to take that back to the date that we were sworn in.
Any other discussion on that? Yes, Danny.
And the one other point, just to, for clarification, this term goes through 1 May 2009, and at that time, sometime prior to that, we will put out an RFP to rebid this. Is that correct?
Just point of order. I think we're discussing just the amendment. And
okay.
Then when we back up, we can discuss that. So any...
Point is well taken.
Any other discussion on the amendment? Okay. I believe we will vote on that now. All in favor of the amendment... From General Shortle, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, back to discussion. Yes, John.
Danny, can you tell us how many proposals have we looked at? How many different quotes did we get for this type of insurance? I think we looked at a number of different locations.
Actually, this proposal, we did not get additional quotes, Councilman Shortle said we do plan to pre-bid this consistent with the terms of this agreement. It's going the fiscal year for the insurance is going to be June 1st through May 30th, and it's our intention to put this out for bids through an RFP process for the next one. This was just a way of us getting an insurance policy to cover us during this interim period of time. But we will certainly plan to put it out for additional bids consistent with the terms of the screen, which is May 30th.
Yes, Robert.
My concern is over cash flow. This is a $67,000 policy. If we sign it, are we going to get a bill? And if we get a bill, how are we going to pay it?
Danny? Yes. They agreed not to bill us after the 1st of January.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And clarification, this is issued via the Georgia Municipal Association, right, Danny?
Right.
And they issue 90% of the policies for all municipalities throughout the state.
Okay.
And Danny, I'll pick back up your thought process on that amendment. But it wasn't part of the amendment. You still want to speak to, I believe it was the... termination date, or
I think Danny just clarified that. As far as I'm concerned, and I think one of the things we had to be concerned about getting insurance on was the contract we signed with Boykin that we would have insurance and they would have insurance. So we needed insurance to get it on the line. Almost everybody else insurance with us. The new city manager has reviewed this, and I think we've done our due diligence on this. In order to have insurance cover the city and at the same time get a decent price for our tax dollars. So I am going to vote in favor of this.
All right. Any other discussion on this?
Yes.
Originally, when we were reviewing the budget, we had a quote of $450,000, I believe, for liability insurance. Is there any difference?
This is about half the cost of what we had for questions.
There's no difference in
the
coverage.
No.
That's a good deal. All right. Any other discussion? Robert?
Just a point of information for Councilman Bonzer, or Councilwoman Bonzer. The reason it's a lot less is because the estimates that CBI gave us were based on traditional cities who have many, many more employees and who have folks driving tractors and major equipment. In our model, if we contract with a vendor, they're going to have the responsibility for all that. Those will be our employees, and we won't have to insure them. So that's the reason we're coming out higher.
well, not since I was like that at the budget meeting, that we would have less liability if we went with that decision.
Any other discussion? All right, seeing no discussion, the motion is to adopt, so all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. Lenny, would you give us the honor of resolution 2008? That's 11-13.
Resolution 2011-13, resolution establishing a level of authorization for the city manager to make and execute all lawful contracts and to sign all orders, checks, and warrants for payment of money.
I move we accept this resolution as provided $50,000 or more at tax council approval.
Second.
All right, second. Discussion on it? Yes,
it is. Is that limit in the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
This is signing authority to our city manager for up to $50,000. Yes, Robert.
The Citizens Task Force in Finance had a subcommittee that worked out some suggested purchasing procedures and guidelines. Is this in line with the, their procedures had, breakpoint levels. At this level, you can just, do it. At this level, you need to have quotes. At this level, you need to have, formal. Is this $50,000 in line with what they suggested in that, in their procedures? Okay.
Any other discussion on that? Seeing no further discussion, the motion was to approve. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Okay. Got a motion that I will make. By the way, for clarification, I can make motions. Per our charter, I'm just a counsel. For clarification on that, I can make motions and say that I'm sure that runs out. That's right. Thank you, Councilman Ron. I'm going to make a motion, and the motion is to authorize the City of Dunwoody to enter into a lease agreement for the use of property located as temporary office space for city officials and employees.
I second that motion.
Second, all right. Discussion on this motion.
Dan. Just for the information purposes, this space is located directly across the hall from the Borkum International office. It's empty space. The space over there goes somewhere around $20-$21 a square foot. It's Class A space. We're going to be paying for 6,100 square feet of office space. It's fully furnished with all the furniture in there in place, ready for us to put the computers and telephones in there. $4,000 a month for this, and the lease runs through May of this year. And that is a very expeditious way for us to start up the city. And that'll give us time to get the permanent facility for starting the city. And I think it represents an outstanding, logistically as well as cost-wise, approach for us to get the city of Dunwoody. The only drawback to this is it's located outside the city of Dunwoody, but it's kind of reciprocity. Sandy Springs started their city in Dunwoody, so we're doing the same.
And just to clarify, I have a comment. It is located right off of North Ridge, Robert Stride, and Dunwoody Place. That's right there off 400. I think most of the people in that building think they're in Dunwoody anyway, so this might be. It is right there on the border. Any other thoughts, discussions, Robert?
This is financially, this is a wonderful deal. This is like $7 a square foot. It's about the right size. This is a wonderful thing for us to be doing. Two things to note, though. One is that there is no clause that allows us to get out of this lease early. So we are signing up to do this through the end of May. Or we pay for the space whether we use it or not. So that sets, basically, June is the time when we would move into some more permanent space. And I think that's probably okay. The other thing to note is that we cannot use this space for court. So the requirement is that we hold court in the county. So we're going to have to find some other place. You know, we're only going to have court a few hours a week. And certainly in January through March, without our own police force, it's going to be very minimal. But we're going to have to find some other place to have court. We can't do it here. And I think that's fine. I don't know, I'm concerned about that, but I thought I'd at least sort of outline what some of the limitations were.
Right, so it's Benny?
And one of the things I think everybody needs to know is that we are subletting this. The group that was in there were a group, a surgical group that moved out. And because of the price they were giving us, they would not negotiate an early out. So, as Robert just said, at $7 a square foot, it's pretty hard to beat that. I should beat it with a drum, I guess. The other aspect is that they are leaving the furniture in there. The lease does not include us, you know, taking the furniture. But we have a good idea that, and by the way, the furniture is Class A. And when we do leave, maybe the leaseor would probably like to deposit that furniture. Maybe we'll find some citizens who'd like to volunteer to haul it over to the new city hall for us. Hint.
Do we know, does our insurance policy cover us if we take that furniture?
That's my back.
If the furniture disappears, All right. Thank you very much. That is a, as someone who leases space myself, Class C, I pay $23 $23 a square foot, so it's quite a deal, no doubt about it. Any other discussion on this lease? All right, being there's no additional discussion, the move is to approve. All in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Other business, I had none noted.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Point of privilege?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor and members of the council, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, today is a very special day. Today is the 233rd birthday of the United States Marine Corps. And all Marines celebrate, and I have celebrated a little bit, but I will continue to celebrate later. And I would ask your indulgence from everybody for those who have given their lives so that you and I can all be here tonight, because without them, we would not be here, and other services also, by the way. And your indulgence for them and those that are out there on the front of the spear tonight who are guarding our freedom, to ask for a 20-second moment of silence to remember them. And as you do, please remember the faces and the names of those that you so well know that are out there.
Absolutely. Moment of silence for the Marines.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, General. Other new business? All right, being that there is none, we are at the second portion of our public comment. Keisha Kander.
It's Keisha Carter, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, Keisha, your handwriting is like mine.
It's all right. First of all, I want to introduce myself. My name is Keisha Carter. I am the Public Affairs Director for the Georgia Restaurant Association. And I know with the new city, a lot of changes are coming, and you all have already passed an alcohol ordinance for the city, and there are quite a few things that we would like to discuss with you all in working together to make sure that our restaurants are protected, the ones that are already here, and the ones that you hope to get here in the future. One is, of course, the definition of a registered agent, some of the qualifications that you have for that. Second is your closing hours and grandfathering some of the restaurants that are already here that I know has already been spoken on. As well as also there is a part in your ordinance that I'm sure you're not aware of, because as most counties will work with the GMA and some other associations to get correct. But as of July 1st, 2008, Merlot to Go, or Senate Bill 55, passed the House and the Senate and was signed by Governor Perdue, which allows you to drink on premise a bottle of wine. If you do not finish it, it can be recorked, sealed, and taken outside of the restaurant. And so your ordinance needs to reflect that. That is passed by state law, and that needs to be changed. So those three things are the things that I would love to work with you guys on, see what consensus we can come together with. We definitely would love to work with the new city, the new mayor, and the council on getting restaurants here and getting them to stay here. It's tough times for all of us, We want to do everything we can to make sure we can protect the bottom line, keep jobs in the city, and get you all some more restaurants here, and make sure that the ordinance here is favorable and put you all in the best place to make sure that happens. So I look forward to talking with each of you, setting some appointments with you all to make ourselves available to you as we can work together and make sure you all have a great day.
Thank you, Ms. Carter. Mr. Ludwig.
I know that Tom has indicated he's talking to the sheriff about patrols, and I think you and I have had this conversation that Linden County Sheriff tried to do patrols in Sugar Hill, and I think they were really good by the Linden County Commission because they had to have the consent of the commission to do that. And I think, Mayor, you're going to probably have a committee trying to make recommendations to who our judge is going to be, and I'd like to make the observation that based on my limited experiences, I don't think it takes a law review person to be a judge. It takes a nice person, because the first impression and only impression a lot of people are going to have of the city of Dunwoody is when they drop into court to pay a ticket. And I've seen a lot of times judges put on this robe and they become afflicted with a disease called robitis, and they think they can act in a condescending fashion toward people, a fashion of self-importance. And I don't think that's the impression. I know it's not the impression we want to give, so I would suggest that before anybody is tapped to be the judge, that maybe somebody go sub rosa into the court and watch how they actually treat normal people. Do they treat them with dignity and respect? Or do they treat them like, you know, we don't want to be treated? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Riley. Scott Hosbar.
Yes, I'm Scott Hosbar with AVSR Telecom. I was looking at the RFP that we have to put together so that we can get a city of Dunwoody up and running. Now that we've gone ahead and going to lease the space at 1250 400 Northridge, getting a contract signed to get our T1 PRI internet services and things like that installed are very important. It usually takes 30 days. Thanksgiving is a week, a holiday week that we're not going to count. So to get things rolling for December 1st, even if we expedite things, it's going to be very difficult. I'm afraid if I wait to go through the normal process with Boykin, it may be December 31st before we can have telephone service. And I'd like to be able to submit to the city attorney some information about that.
All right, thank you, Mr. Rosevar. All right, that concludes our second round of public comments.
Adjourn. Second.
All right, I don't think we need to take a vote on adjournment from what I read.
No.